Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. This is David Clark. It's good to be back with you again. I'm so thankful to be here. I'm just back in from vacation. I missed you last week, but I'm so glad to be here with you today. I'm looking forward to the Word. I just want to say thank you to everyone tuning in all over the world, wherever you're listening from. That's about all I'm going to say about that. Just glad to be here. Let's get into the Word. I've got something to share with you. I was at a minister's retreat last week, and something got a hold of me while we were there. A song, actually, that we sang during the meeting stirred up this scripture in my heart, and I've been pondering this scripture in my heart ever since then. So turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 1. I'm going to start there. 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I'm going to read verse 12. There's a song that uses this scripture for its lyrics, and it's been going over and over and over in my head all since last week, and I want to talk about that this morning. 2 Timothy 1 and 12, it says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." I'm going to read the commentary here. It says, "Paul does not define what he has entrusted to God. It may refer to his apostolic work, teaching, or even his life. I know whom I have believed in. I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I am persuaded." I want to talk to you this morning about persuasion. I want to talk about the power of persuasion. I want to talk about being persuaded. The title of this message, Almost Persuaded. Almost Persuaded. Now, I've got some other scriptures I want to read here, but just to preface this, what I'm going to talk to you about this morning, there are certain things in our spiritual walk with God we have to be persuaded in. We have to know exactly what we believe. We can't afford to be tossed about with every wind of new doctrine, every fad, every new system of belief, every new preacher that comes along, every new hip church that's established. We have to know what we believe, friends. We can't just go from a high to high to high on every new trendy thing. We have to know what we believe in today. I am persuaded. So let's talk about that. The word persuaded here simply could be defined as convinced or caused to believe, especially after a sustained reasoning or argument. The method of a jury comes to mind, where we present the facts, we present what happened, we give testimonies, and based on those facts, based on the arguments, based on the discussion, the jury comes to a decision because they are persuaded. They are convinced. After reasonable argument and sustained reasoning, they are persuaded that what they've heard is the truth. Now, friends, you and I have been given the truth of God's word this morning. We have the roadmap for living. Here in this good King James Version Bible, we have exactly the blueprints that we have to live by. It's up to us, presented with these facts, presented with the message of God's great word here, it's up to us to let this get in our heart and persuade us. Book of Psalms says, "I will hide its word in my heart that I might not sin against God." I have to become persuaded by what I know, by what this word of God says, persuaded. But see, there's often times where presented with a truth from this gospel, presented with the knowledge of Christ, folks are not quite convinced, not quite persuaded. And then you have some on the other end that used to be persuaded, used to be convinced, and now are no longer of that persuasion. Something has happened in the church world today where people are not living what they used to be convinced of. They don't believe in what they used to be convinced of. I'm convinced today there's a problem in our church world. There's a problem in the heart of folks that used to be persuaded. Now, let's look over to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Let's read verse 38 together. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can you imagine a fact such as this, a truth such as Romans 38 and 39, if we lost our persuasion? If we were no longer persuaded about the power of the love of Christ to save us, to keep us, I know in whom I have believed, and that he is able to keep that I've committed to him against that day. I have to believe and be persuaded of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of my faith in him. I have to be persuaded today. Listen, I want to read you some more scriptures here, and then we're going to talk some more. Let's see here in Matthew 16. Turn to Matthew 16. If you have your Bibles, let's read that together. Matthew 16, and let's read verses 13 through 23. Matthew 16. We've read these scriptures here before with different messages, but I'm going to use them again to just bring this point out. Matthew 16, Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Why did he say that? Listen, verse 13 says, When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and other Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom do ye say that I am? Or whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That answer, friends, came from a heart that is persuaded. We have to be persuaded about our knowledge of Christ, about how we see him. We have to be persuaded about who Christ says that he is. We must be persuaded about who we believe he is and who we tell others that he is. We must be convinced, caused to believe after a sustained reasoning or argument. We have to believe in our heart that he is the Christ. This is the foundation for Christianity. We have to believe and have it established that he is Christ. I heard a wonderful message preached last week about the preeminence of Christ. My Lord, about the preeminence of Christ and how that he, his position on the throne and how he's lifted up. We have to be persuaded of this. There is no secondary plan here. There is no alternative theory. We must be persuaded in our heart of this gospel. Now let's talk about this. Galatians chapter 5. Go with me there to Galatians chapter 5. I want to talk to a certain group of people today that maybe one time in your life you had been persuaded of things of God. You had been persuaded of who Jesus is or of what you believe or of how you would live or different things that God had convinced you of. But now, maybe you are no longer of the same persuasion. Maybe you've allowed something to come by and to distract you or to hinder you. I want to talk to you this morning. There is no time to be almost persuaded. There is no time to be almost persuaded. Galatians, turn with me to chapter number 5. Let's read verse 7 together. My pages are sticking together. 5 and 7. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you? Who hindered you? Who caused you not to be persuaded? Who caused you to fall out with God? Who caused you to compromise your beliefs? Who caused you to get your feelings hurt and say that I'll never serve God again? God didn't bring you to that point. God didn't do that to you. So who did? Who caused you to fall out? Who caused you to go back on what you believe? We have to be persuaded of a lot of things. We have to be persuaded in the foundational doctrines of the faith. We have to be persuaded that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came, that he was born of a virgin, that he died, that he rose again, that he's coming again. We have to be persuaded of divine healing. We have to be persuaded that it's God's will for us to be sanctified. We have to be persuaded that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is a gift to the church. We have to be persuaded in the coming of Jesus Christ. We have to be persuaded in the law of God and how we ought to live. But think about this. There are people right now that used to be persuaded of a lot of things that are no longer persuaded. It's such a sad reality when you see people that used to believe, used to live it, used to be persuaded and convinced. They would fight you tooth and nail almost if you come against their faith. But now they have turned aside. Listen. You know, that was prophesied that it would happen. It was told that that would happen. Let's read here, 1 Timothy 4 and 1. 1 Timothy 4 and 1. Let's read together. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Boy, that's happening. Giving heed to seducing spirits. Giving heed. They're listening. They're being persuaded by seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believed and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. Thank God for that, for it is sanctified by the word of God. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith, of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Listen to me, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Persuaded. What did you used to be persuaded of? I know this is a little different than Brother David's preaching. Usually, it's a little bit different than how things usually go, but I want to talk to you today. Did you used to be persuaded? Did you used to be convinced? And now, all of a sudden, the enemy has lied to you. Someone has been talking in your ear. You know, it's a sad thing when you see people that have fallen so far away from the truth of God's word. Now, I know we're all going to have differences. I know there's going to be little things here and there that we're not going to see eye to eye on. But friends, when it comes down to this word of God, when it comes down to the basics of sound doctrine, when it comes to the fundamentals of God's word, we have to be convinced. We have to hide the word of God in our heart that we won't sin against him. We cannot afford to be tossed to and fro with every new wind of doctrine. We have to be anchored in him. I want to read our text to you again, 2 Timothy 1 and 12, in case you're just tuning in. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Jesus Christ. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. We're talking about being persuaded. Persuaded, caused to believe. After a reasoning or argument, there are facts of the matter. We've hid them in our heart, the truth of God's word, so we may not fall away, but we might be saved. Friends, we must be persuaded. Now, I want to tell you what the Lord's put in my heart. I'm going to push my notes aside there for just a minute. I'm going to tell you what he's put in my heart. There are people that are under the sound of my voice right now that used to be persuaded of a lot of things, used to be convinced in your heart of a lot of things, used to, you would live a certain way. But now, as we've read here in our text and in different scriptures about being persuaded, and then 1 Timothy 4:1 talks about how people would be deceived by different doctrines, I want to tell you this morning that what you were persuaded of when Jesus saved you, you ought to still be persuaded of it. If Jesus convinced you at one time that you ought to live a certain way, you ought to still be convinced. I would encourage you this morning to go back to the landmarks and to find out what you left behind. Let's get back to real Bible holy living. Let's get back to the fundamentals of this word. I don't mean man-made law. I don't mean what somebody said their opinion of something is. I mean black and white in the word of God, what the word of God says. We must be persuaded. But let me tell you something here. When someone is no longer persuaded of something, it's going to change their action. It's going to change how they live. I bought a car one time, and I was persuaded when I bought that car that it was the right car for me. I was persuaded that it was what I needed, so I bought the car. A little while later, I found out it's not what I needed. I was no longer convinced, and it changed my attitude towards that automobile. It changed my attitude towards how I needed to do my next business transaction. It changed my attitude about what brand that I ought to buy the next time. I changed my decisions based on my persuasion. In the court of law, the facts are presented, the arguments are presented, and the jury makes a educated decision based on the facts that they're provided with. They become convinced, they become persuaded that that is the right decision to make. Friends, I want to tell you this morning that this word of God has got to get in your heart so much so that you are persuaded that there's not another way to live. This law of God, this word of God has got to become, you've got to become convinced of it. The other word for convinced is convicted. Convicted and convinced mean the same thing. You must be convicted in your heart. If somebody says, well, I don't do this, it's a conviction of mine. It means they're persuaded. It's a part of your belief system. Where have we altered and deviated from the path that God's put the church on? We've only changed because we've lost our persuasion. We've lost our conviction. We're no longer convinced that what the word of God says is true. We have doctrines of the faith that we believe in. We have doctrines of the faith that we establish on, and we no longer hold fast to those landmarks and those statutes, but we've wavered with every wind of doctrine. We've had itching ears, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We've allowed the enemy of our soul to come in and try to show us another way. But I want to tell you, there is not another way. There is not another gospel. There is not another hope. There is not another Savior. Friends, it's Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He said, if anybody come to you and preach another gospel, let him be accursed. I got to tell you this morning that I want to hold fast to this old time way. I know it's not a popular way. I know it's not going to win any points with the world. I know it's not going to gain me any friends. In fact, I've lost several. It's not going to cause me to win popularity contests. It's not going to make me advance in my company. It's not going to cause me to be catapulted into my financial future, because the word of God never fails. It never falters. It never wavers. So what it was wrong for me to do before, it's wrong for me to do now. What is right for God for me to do then is right now. What this word of God says is sin, friends, it's sin for forever. The Word of God is forever. It's infallible. It's eternal. The Word of God must be in my heart. I must be convinced of it. Never to turn aside. Never to give place to the devil. Never to give any attention to false doctrines. With every new fad, every new fashion that comes along, every new trendy preacher that's got a different take on it. I want to tell you there is one persuasion, and that is the King James Version of this Bible. That is the Word of God. The persuasion in my heart must reflect that I believe what this Word of God says. I got to let this Word get in me and then work through me. I've got to believe this Word with my heart. You see, without action, without faith, without actions, faith without works, it's dead. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. But listen to me. How can you put your faith in something that you don't believe? We're talking about being almost persuaded. We're talking about being almost convinced. Friends, I want to tell you this morning that if you've got questions in your mind about whether something is right or wrong, whether something is good or bad, whether you ought to do something different or change or to deviate from the pattern, let me draw your attention back to this Word of God. Let me draw your attention back to this Bible. He said, "I, the Lord, yesterday, today, and forever." He don't ever change. He's God forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. Now, if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if this Word is eternal and infallible and it never changes, it won't compromise for me, it won't bend for my will, it won't, I can't make any edits or add to or take away anything, then friends, my actions and my life must mimic. It must resemble, be a mirror image of the steadfastness of this Word. You see people that are up and down, in and out. Some days, some weeks they're convinced of this. Some weeks they're not. Some weeks they live this way. Some weeks they don't. Sometimes they believe right. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're, you know, in and out. So you don't ever know what church they attend. You don't ever know what they believe. You don't ever know what persuasion they are, because they're just a chameleon. Anywhere they go, they blend in. Anyway, anytime you see them, you never, it's almost like they've got spiritual bipolarism. They just all the time changing their attitude towards things. But this Word of God is settled in heaven. It's forever settled. Since the foundation of the world, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. I'm telling you this morning, you can't afford to be almost persuaded. This has got to get in your heart to know that Jesus is Lord, to know the Bible is right, to know that holiness living is right, to know that righteousness is right, sanctification is right, the Holy Ghost is right. Listen to me. We must be convinced. We must be persuaded. We have to be. There's no time for us to be unsure about the truth. There's no time for us to be considering in our heart, well, is this right? Is it not right? If you can't go to this Word of God and find your answer, leave it alone. Well, Brother David, if the Bible don't say, it doesn't matter. If you want to go to heaven, leave it alone. Don't mess with it. This Bible was written before we had some of the things that are available to us now. But I got enough common sense to know that if it causes me to sin, if it steers me down the pathway of sin, listen to me, somebody. If it causes me to walk down the path that could lead me to sin, I need to leave it alone. If it causes me to put thoughts in my head that are impure, I need to leave it alone. If it causes me to have feelings towards somebody I ought not to have, I need to leave it alone. If there's relationships in your life that are causing you to feel ways you should not feel, you need to leave it alone. You need to cut ties. You need to back out. It's time to abort mission. It's time to get back to this Word of God, friends. Jesus is coming. He's coming, friends. We can't afford to be half-heartedly persuaded. We can't afford to half-heartedly believe. You know what my late pastor used to say? The only way a man can backslide is if he believes something that's not true. If you believe a lie, if you believe the, think about that. If you believe the truth, There's no room for persuasion. If you're persuaded of the Word of God, if you're persuaded of Jesus Christ, if you're consumed by it, if you're committed to it, there's no room for error. But friends, when we allow the enemy to come in and say, you don't have to live that way, you don't have to do that, you don't have to believe that way, that's cultic, that's radicalism, that's just people being fanatics, that's just listen to me, if the devil's saying it, it's a lie. And if God's saying it, it's going to be truth, it's going to be righteous, it's going to be holy. You can depend on the Word of God. You can depend on the Spirit of God to lead you into all truth this morning. Friends, let's get back to the time when we were persuaded of what was right and what was wrong. Let's get back to the time when we had a moral compass, when we had a standard for living. Let's get back to the time where it was more important for us to please God, for us to live a holy life, for the world to see us as a church that was separated unto God. It was more important for them to recognize us as His church than it was for them to think we were part of them. I know this is meddling here, but the reason why the world can't tell the church apart anymore is because the church is no longer persuaded. How can the world ever be persuaded of this Christ that we're advertising to them if we're not convinced of Him ourselves? I've said this before and gave this example. If you go to the BMW dealership to buy an automobile and the salesman's driving a Honda or the salesman's driving a Kia or the salesman's driving something different, how can you believe what they say about this automobile if they don't believe in it enough to own one theirself? We've got to get back to the time when we are convinced of God's Word, and no matter what anyone says, no matter what anybody tries to tell us, we're convinced in our heart. The world's going to paint a picture that everything is easier if you just compromise the Word of God, compromise what you believe, just let down your standard a little bit, just entertain a little bit of this or that. But friends, we must be persuaded. The church of Jesus Christ must be persuaded, not in petty things, not in the little differences of a denomination, not in the little things that don't matter, but in the rock solid doctrine of the faith. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is on the throne. We must be persuaded. And then that persuasion in our heart when believed on causes us to have actions that support our belief system. We will live like Jesus is Lord. You get a conversation with somebody and religion or Jesus or the Word of God or something comes up and a smile comes to their face. They light up the room because you're talking about my belief. You're talking about my heart now. You're talking about the one that I have believed in. You're talking about what I'm persuaded about. We have something in common with believers because we are persuaded that this is the truth of God's Word. Almost persuaded. What a sad day it'll be to stand before God and Him say, you were doing well. Like Galatians 5:7, you did run well. Who did hinder you? You were doing so good until you let somebody give you some false doctrine or tell you something that was not true to just tickle your ears a little bit and got you off in left field somewhere. And that's where you went wrong. What a sad day it'll be. But friends, I want to hold true to God's Word. I want to hold on to this old time way. I know it's not popular. I know. I hear that all the time. I see the reactions from folks. That's perfectly fine. But I don't live to please people. I don't live to make a name for myself. I live to obey the Word of God. We must be convinced today. I want to tell you, it's not too late. Jesus loves you. He wants to save you. He wants to live in your heart. You can turn to Him today. Call on Him. Find you a Bible-believing church. Get up and let's go worship God together. We owe Him everything, friends. I'm out of time. I'll see you again next week. God bless you. Have a good day in the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to hear Brother Tommy and Brother David this Sunday. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthofgod.com. thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and may God bless you.